From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in California, the stem cell debate moves to the ballot. First, the lead. Hello, Boston.
Here it is. Ground ball to second. Reese. The Boston Red Sox have won the pennant. The Boston Red Sox earned this celebration here at Yankee Stadium with the biggest comeback postseason baseball history.
And with that final out, as called by Joe Buck on Fox Television last night, the Red Sox got into the World Series and out of a lifetime of Yankee-imposed hell. Day-to-Day New York Bureau Chief Mike Pesca joins us. Mike, they did it at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx and in a most unlikely way.
Yeah, Joe Buck was maybe being a little optimistic there, or at least looking at it from the Red Sox perspective. I mean, he called it the best comeback. It's really the worst collapse in the history of baseball. No team has ever been down 3-0 and won. So I guess last night, history was a poor guide because no team had ever been in the Yankees' position, and where they were was having lost all momentum, and they were playing scared.
Well, was it that or was it the starting pitcher? I mean, the Red Sox, Derek Lowe, he pitched a one-hitter for 6 innings, and the Yankees starter, Kevin Brown, he was terrible.
This is true, but I think the Yankees hit a one-hitter at least as much as Derek Lowe pitched a one-hitter. Earlier in the series, when the Yankees were cruising, they were very patient at the plate. Their best hitters were playing like their best hitters, and they were making the Red Sox pitchers work hard to get them out. The last few games, the Yankees' losses, they were swinging early and often. And then when it got to the late innings, it seemed that everyone was trying to hit that home run because the game could be won on one swing of the bat. They gave up trying to maybe steal a base, manufacture a run, play that sort of small ball that could have also won the series.
What about the fans there in New York and at the park?
It's hard to overstate the effect of being on the bad end of the worst collapse in baseball history. I mean, it's never happened in the 100-plus years of baseball. No team has ever lost as badly as the Yankees did. It might not happen for decades, and whenever a team goes down in a hole 3-0, they'll say, remember the 2004 Yankees. I mean, the Red Sox were loose, they played loud music, they had crazy haircuts, they called themselves the idiots. All the Yankees ever were was cool, dedicated, and ruthless. Well, now maybe they literally are ruthless because perhaps the curse is reversing and maybe George Steinbrenner is going to turn into this mad King Lear figure with all his power sapped from him. But you asked me about the fans in New York. I talked to Lauren Adelson, proudly wearing a Red Sox cap in a New York bar last night, and she told me she did believe up until now that the Red Sox had been literally cursed. Will beating the Yankees, is that quote-unquote reversing the curse, or is it only winning the World Series reversing the curse?
I think it's winning the World Series, but without winning the World Series and beating the Yankees first, it wouldn't be over.
Oh, so you have to excise everything.
Yes.
And if you're going to reverse the curse, you have to really do it down 3-0.
Yeah, we couldn't play the Twins, and it would be as big of a deal as we played the Yankees.
Mike, there is a World Series. The Red Sox don't even know who they're going to be playing yet.
Right. Tonight is the decisive Game 7 for the National League. It's the Houston Astros versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Roger Clemens is pitching for the Astros. Remember, he's the former Red Sox player, won Cy Young Awards for them, went to Toronto, but then went to the Yankees, where he won Cy Young Awards again, and he beat the Red Sox, so that'll be an interesting matchup. If he doesn't get a chance to play the Red Sox with the Astros, then it will be the St. Louis Cardinals, and so what will happen if the Red Sox play them is the Red Sox will, if they eventually win the World Series, will go through the winningest team in American League history, the Yankees, and the Cardinals are the winningest team in National League history. So if you're going to reverse a curse, you might as well do it that way. In fact, why not go down 3-0 in the World Series? Then they'll really know they're in the catbird seat.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca in the morning city of New York. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.